Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Hello, everybody, to a very special episode of a very special podcast. We're not sitting in Thomas' living room. Hello, Thomas. Tell us why.
Hi, Marcus. I'm on tour. So that means I'm not at home. And I have a lot of shows in Germany and appreciate it. But I'm in a hotel suite.
In which city are you right now?
It's Hanover.
It's Hanover, okay.
We have a show tonight in Hanover.
What is the tour about? It's only in Germany, right?
It's only Germany, and it's called Schlagerfest. Fest is something, American English. It's XXL. A lot of, German singing artists, 10 and complete, are presenting a fantastic program for over 3.5 hours. And the host is Florian Silbereisen, and he is the host of the show, and he's doing an incredible job, from the very beginning till the end. He's nearly on the stage. So I'm the last one, so just before the final. This is really, really a great tour. I love it. I love it, and I love the show.
Since when are you on the road?
So we had some rehearsal days. So I'm on the roads from the 23rd of April, and the last show will be on the 28th in Vienna, in Austria.
Okay, so it's not only Germany; it's also Austria. Is this the only gig in Austria?
Yes.
Okay, so it's just Vienna, and the rest is Germany. Okay,
exactly.
Thomas, is there a moment during this tour that you think to yourself, "I'm too old for this shit"?
Not one second.
Okay.
Because it's so much fun doing this, and I'm really not the oldest, Jürgen Dreves, he's a very famous German singer. Yeah. He's 77.
Okay.
And he is still with us on tour. But it's really fun doing this, because there are, different, groups, and for every taste, from German rock to really Schlager to iconic songs, and it's really fun, to be a part of this team.
Is it hard for you to do that? What is your schedule every day?
You mean from schedule wise? If it's hard?
Yeah.
No, I think the hardest part is, the traveling.
Okay.
Because, my day, okay, let's face it.
Yeah.
I give an example. I'm getting up normally in the morning at between 8 and 9. And then we are on the road. That means my employee and my driver. We're on the road from 10 o'clock on, and we're going to the next city. And then we had have some lunch, and then I have off for, I'm working in my hotel suite and with a computer and phone calls, and sometimes I take a nap, and I'm going to the venue, driving to the venue around about 8 p.m. 8:15 p.m. and it depends how far it is away from the hotel, and then I'm preparing for the show.
Okay. So at what, so you said before that you're the last star in this show. So at what time are you attending the concert venue?
For me, it's roundabout, you know, you can't take it on the minute, yeah. But it's roundabout 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, it's my stage time. And then I have a show for plus minus 15, 16 minutes. And then after this, the final starts. So we're going in the end part of the show. And for me, in total, it is roundabout 45 minutes.
You know, concerning your voice, do you do any voice training during the day, or does it just work like all the years before?
Yeah, no, I do voice training when I'm on my solo tour.
Okay.
Because therefore, the voice is, you know, in action for nearly 2 hours every day.
Yeah.
And this is something different. Like I said before, I'm singing between solo, between 15, 16 minutes.
Yes.
And then we have the final, in the final of the songs with the other artist. So this is a completely different, even the day schedule is completely different, because for a solo tour, I need to do my sound check in the late afternoon, yeah. And then there's meet and greet. So that means I'm in the venue at latest 4:30 p.m.
Okay,
and till the show is done, that means I'm in the venue at least 6 to 7 hours.
Okay,
but not in that case, not with this tour.
Okay. But this gives me like a cue right now, because there is a possibility for every listener of this podcast to ask question. The email address is podcast@thomas-anders.com, and you write Thomas with THOMAS minus Anders, ANDERS.com. And Svetlana from Slovenia, she is asking, when will be your next international tour so that international fans can see you?
I will be in America in August.
Okay.
With 8 shows.
Yeah.
And but during the summer, I have different spots. Let me check in my schedule. I will be in Budapest.
Okay.
In the middle of June, I will be in Slovakia, as far as I see them. Then I am in Bratislava, exactly. Then I have some shows. Then I'm in Iceland.
Okay.
In Toila. So there are some shows, but the tour, what you mentioned, is in August in America, from the 11th of August till the 21st of August.
Okay, so there will be possibilities to see you for the international audience. I would say check out thomas-anders.com, because there you will find a schedule. Okay. Okay, so let us continue with your schedule right now on tour. So you come into the hall like at 9 o'clock. You do some food there.
No, maybe a tiny little snack, because if you have too much food, then you get tired, and it's, for me, it's no good, even for body or for brain.
Yeah.
You know, I take my glass of wine from my own wine, and I have a zip. And then I'm, you know, going to my dressing room and get me, you know, in my stage dress, and then I will be on time, you know, when wonderful friend of mine, Matthias Reim, he's a big star in Germany.
Yeah.
He is before my appearance, and then I have to put my in-ears on. I have, these are, how to explain with the music is, you can listen
to the headphones.
To headphones, yes. Yeah, but they're very headphones. Special ones, because they're made perfectly for my ear. And then I had some, it's very funny, some tiny chips. It's out of, plastic and with metal inside, and I put it in my jacket.
Yes.
And with these tiny things, the super troopers, the lights, know exactly where I'm going. So I'm always in the follower. So I will never be in the dark. So this is computerized, and I'm always in a good light. Let's say it like this.
So this is amazing. This is like automatically programmed because of this little chip that you have in your jacket. Fantastic.
Exactly.
Fantastic. What's possible today? But you just said that you get your real stage dress on. How does that work? Do you have for every night a new dress, or do they get dry cleaned? What is happening with your clothes?
No, it's the same. It's the same dress.
Yeah.
Sometimes I change my t-shirt,
Okay.
Well, sometimes it's white, sometimes it's black.
Yeah.
So I'm completely black, and I have, they call it in Germany nowadays, vegan leather.
Okay.
But
vegan leather, okay.
So it's fake leather, to put it on the point. And that's very easy to clean, because you can wash it, you can throw it through the water, and it cleans in between 1 hour.
Okay,
and this is wonderful, and the jacket. This is when I have my off days. It gets dry cleaned, or I'm always traveling with a steamer. And by the way, I'm showering twice a day, and I'm not,
you're not that sweaty person, right?
I'm not stinky winky,
Okay. it's I'm just curious. So it's always the same dress. You get on the stage before the act before is Matthias Reim. How is the cue? Do you wait behind the stage, or what is the cue for you to go on stage?
No, you have to let your imaginations flow. It's a stage. It's a long way, and it's a center stage at the beginning, and then it's a long. It's like a runway, and then you have another stage.
Okay,
and I'm waiting when the last song starts. I will be brought under the center. Satellite stage, call it like this, and when I have to wait for about 5 minutes, and
under the stage, you're sitting
on
the stage,
in the dark, it's very funny, in the dark, and all the dancers and artists are really jumping up on the ground from the stage. It's like an earthquake, I feel like I'm in between of an earthquake. And then the song is over, and Matthias is leaving the stage. And then it's my part, and this is like a hydraulic. My name is on, and I will be lifted up in the light of the stage.
It sounds fantastic. All the listeners can check that out on your Instagram. There are some videos to see how that works, which is pretty interesting. What really gets me a lot is you're a big star. Man, you sold a couple of records over the years, but you're still doing this. Why are you doing this? I mean, under a stage and getting sweaty every night and whatever. Why are you doing this?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Because I love it.
Okay.
It's my job.
Yes.
And, you know, it's the best job in the whole world.
Okay.
You know, when I'm going to work, I get applause.
Okay.
So this is perfect for me, and this is the reason maybe behind that I feel so happy and that I'm really a lucky person.
So it's like you're still burning for this whole game.
Sure. Definitely.
Sure. Yes, you say sure, but I mean, a lot of your colleagues, they're not burning, they're just doing their thing. But I saw like little parts of the show. You're still very authentic on the stage, and you're there. You can feel that you're really in the concert.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's 100% me.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, it's my life.
Okay. Afterwards, food time. You're now you're eating after the show?
Oh no. I would love to, but I will explode. You know, eating so late in the evening and drinking maybe some wine or some alcohol and that, you know, makes you fat.
Okay.
because, you know, for the body, if you go to sleep, then you can burn it, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And then the calories are on your hips. Actually, I'm eating less during the tour. I'm eating lunch.
Yeah.
And then when I'm coming to the venue, maybe a tiny little snack.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. And you know, you guys, there must be a lot of guys then there, a lot of artists in the whole bunch. You're doing like after show parties. Is it still the rock and roll thing?
No, we're going into the bar.
Yeah.
But not all of us. You know, there's some people, they say, I need rest, and well, this is for me to, I don't know, I'm too lazy doing this. And it depends on the day. You have days, then you feel, you know, tired, and then you're going to bed, or you have days you feel very explosive, and then you need just some drinks to get down from, you know, what you had done on stage, and sometimes it depends how early do I have to get up in the morning, or how long is my ride, you know, my drives. And it's different when you have to be for 5 or 5.5 hours on the highway, or if you have only 2 hours. You know, this is something. It makes something you in your brain, and then depends how long you stay in the bar.
Okay. Is it hard nowadays in the bar because everybody's got their mobile phones on hand, and so you could be photographed, whatever. Is that like is that a theme within you guys?
It's okay. The people, what I found out that the people have a lot of respect.
Okay.
And what you learn as an artist.
Yeah.
Or what you learn as an artists like me, so long in the business and successful, you don't take a table in the middle of the bar. You know, there are some corners and that you're not seen or that most of the people can't see you. And but if they want to make a photo, they ask. Okay. Maybe they do it some, you know, but it's very respectful.
Okay. So no hard feelings about this. It's okay for you.
Yes. You know, if I didn't like it, I had to go to bed in my hotel room.
Okay, okay, okay.
And this is more boring, you know?
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. So just for international fans, you see Thomas somewhere in the hotel, just go there, respectful, and ask him, and it's going to be okay, right?
Yes. Okay. As long as it's respectful, and that's fine to me.
Okay, so this podcast is going to be aired on Sunday. From Sunday on, you can listen to this podcast the whole week, and you can listen to all the old episodes. Old episodes sounds like they're ancient. They're not. They're still
they're pretty young.
Yeah, they're pretty young, and they're still pretty listenable. Where will you be on Sunday?
Sunday will be a very hard, day because in the morning I have to go by plane to Berlin.
Okay.
Because in Berlin I have in the afternoon a show, and then I'm going by train to Dortmund.
Okay.
And the XXL tour is in Dortmund on Sunday.
Okay. Oh, so you come in directly from the train into the concert venue?
Yep.
Oh. So this Berlin show is a kind of a matinee thing, or
no? This is a festival.
Okay,
and they're starting it at 3 p.m. and I'm on stage 3:45, and I'm going back from stage on 4:15, and I will be in the train at 4:50 something.
Man, you're still doing it, right? You're still working hard.
I do. I tell you.
I think this is pretty amazing because I think that there would be no reason to really do it. Just the only reason is that you love to do it, right?
I love to do it, man.
Okay. Thomas, thanks a lot for having us today. All we can do is wish you a very, very happy show. And we know that it's going to be a great show because you're in it.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Thank you very much and have a nice
evening,
Thomas.
Thank you. You too, Marcus. Thank you so much.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.